Gold Central Victoria. It's 14 past five on the home stretch for Down Under Restumping, where you get the job done right the first time.
It's time to talk fishing, thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And joining me this afternoon is Jeff Kramer. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you once again for your time. Now, we were just talking off air that we like to catch a fish, but it seems someone's done the wrong thing with an oversized cod being caught in Swan Hill.
Yeah, look, this came out in the press release from Fisheries. The Fisheries guys were out doing their usual good job and went to inspect an angler, and he threw a cod out the back of his boat that he'd been keeping and was already dead, so it floated away. And it was 93 centimetres long and weighing, 17 kilos plus.
Wow.
And the limit for cod is 55 centimetres to 75 centimetres. So this guy now faces a set fine of $484.
Do you think that's enough?
Well, to me, this fish could be somewhere between 20 and 30 years old. So I'd really feel that this fine is a bit light. Something like $1,000 and a 12-month fishing ban would be more appropriate, I think, because it's a pretty severe crime.
Mm. Certainly sounds like it. As you say, 20 years is a long time for a fish. I've got a goldfish that doesn't even last a week.
Well, there's two bits here. The fact that it is an older fish that takes a long time to get to that age, or to that size. However, if the fine doesn't match the crime, let's say, well then others might think, oh well, I'll take the chance. $500. It's not a lot to some people, but a lot to others. So we need to make sure people don't think that they can just go and take those fish.
We're talking with Jeff Kramer, talking some fishing this afternoon. And speaking of fish, we were talking off air on this as well, a fish kill.
Yeah, Lake Bull and Merai down near Camperdown. It's one of the crater lakes, and it's 60, 65 metres deep, brackish lake. And it does have a history of fish kills, but we'd been going pretty well for a while. And these showed up the day before yesterday. They've counted at this stage about 100 large trout and salmon. And when I say large, they could be up to 5 kilos.
Wow.
Fisheries are investigating, but the likely cause could be a period of low oxygen, which caused the problem. But the various causes are a little bit obscure, so they need to find out whether there was the algal bloom from a couple of weeks ago or destratification, the change, the cool change in the weather, that sort of thing. But fisheries believe there's still plenty of fish in there. That's yet to be proven, of course. Someone needs to go and catch them. But there hasn't been reports of any of the minnows dying, which is the food source for the fish. So hopefully the food source is okay and the fish will come back.
Now, we don't really need an excuse from time to time, Jeff, to head down to our local fishing tackle store, but we can go down and get ourselves a new fishing guide.
Yeah, look, the new recreational fishing guide is out for 2019. And as I mentioned, these are available at tackle shops, and as we discussed, it's a good excuse. So I've got to go to the tackle shop to get one of the new fishing guides.
Absolutely.
So do that. And the new guides, most of the rigs are similar. However, there's an update on the new style Yabby nets and the use and possession of those, because people will need to know those rigs, particularly if they've got Opera House nets in their possession and they're on or adjacent to a water body. They can be fined. So always good to keep up with the rigs. You can also get them at the Delp office if you've got one in your area.
Sure, no problems there. And just finally, Jeff, very quickly, where are we going to catch a fish this week, Emma?
Look, Lake Wendaroo is still very good. Probably best in a boat because it's a bit shallow at the moment with the weed growth. Both Moorabool and Newland reservoirs, I've had reports of trout there on lures, bait and flies. And the Loddon River from Newbridge to Bridgewater, reports of good cod through there. So that's a nice place to fish too if you can get the opportunity.
Sounds like a wonderful weekend. And all the information to any of these stories, you can hear the podcast on our website, goldcentrevictoria.com.au. Jeff, have yourself a wonderful week. We'll catch up soon.
I will, Daniel. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.